Hello, 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 hello. How are you? I know you're good. Welcome to Igbo, where an unfiltered podcast. My name is Charles. How are we? How are we? I know we are good because we are amazing. We are doing the things. Okay, before I go into today's topic, which is about our trans brothers and sisters, there's something that is really, really annoying me. Extremely, in the sense that there's a lot of people who are extremely homophobic and they speak to queer people crazy. I get them insult me literally non-stop. Okay. And there is nothing wrong with helping people. That is something I will always do if I have the means to do. But what really, really gets to me is a lot of people who are actually homophobic, transphobic, who literally hate LGBTQIA plus individuals, who come to my platform, my platforms literally, in the comment section and when I'm on TikTok lives and things like this, to ask for financial help. And some of these people, I have seen their comments and I recognize some of them. Some of them are in my inbox asking me for financial assistance. This is a community. I create fashion content, lifestyle content, travels, and things like this. I love skincare and all of these things. That is what I post on my page. But at the same time, I advocate and I speak for queer people and I speak for myself and I stand up for myself as well. But I rather give my money to a gay person, a lesbian, a queer person that is genuinely a queer person that needs help, instead of some of you homophobic, transphobic, good-for-nothing people that pretend that you care. Some of you do performative allyship. And I just said I should get this off my chest because this is literally annoying the crap out of me. Yesterday, last night, actually, I was on TikTok Live and some individual came up and said he was looking for money to pay for his accommodation. He got an offer to study at this university. And I'm like, it's not my problem. You have a father. Speak to your father. I just want to get this off my chest because this is getting out of hand. Let's get into today's episode. Let's get into it. This episode literally is a love letter to trans people in Nigeria, across Africa, and around the world. This is for you. This is for you and for anyone that really, really loves you. Because you all keep showing up with courage in these societies that try to erase you. And I respect and admire that. As someone that is part of the community, I understand what you go through. And I said, I'm going to make an episode like this just to give you your flowers. Just to explain that we see you, we love you, we appreciate you, you are amazing, you are wonderful. It is about seeing transness as something that is not a tragedy. It is something that is amazing. It is art. It is innovation. And it is a sacred truth. It is who you are. And who you are is not wrong. You are wonderful. You are everything that is wonderful. And I want you to know this. A lot of people don't see trans people the way they are because they are amazing. The grace, the humor, the intelligence, and the fire that trans Nigerians and Africans bring to the queer movement is super, super amazing. They are the reason why we are here. They are the reason why this movement is super strong and how the rest of us can do better at showing up for them. We need to show up for them all the time. Because if it is not for the trans community, we will not be where we are today as LGBTQIA plus individuals. And it is important to acknowledge this. Okay? Let's get into the nitty-gritty of things. Because we are tired of some of these good-for-nothing people who think that we shouldn't be here. And trans people deserve to be here. Trans people are not a footnote in our community. They are the foundation, the most courageous, the most creative and visionary amongst us. And I have been opportuned and I've had the the luck, I should say, to know some trans people, and they are super beautiful, wonderful, and are doing the things. As I said before, this episode is for them, it's for trans people, and we see you, we love you, we are all doing the things today. And we are doing it together. If you look at countries like Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, and a lot of the African countries, some developing countries, trans people live in a lot more danger. Their danger is literally quadrupled from society and sometimes even within the queer spaces. Even amongst us queer people, sometimes queer people are attacked, are vilified, are treated inhumane, are treated less than human, even amongst the queer community. And this is something that has to stop. Because I have been in situations where I'm speaking to people that are queer, they were like, oh, that trans person does too much. What do you mean? Because this does not make any sense at all to me. We need to love one another. We need to celebrate one another. And admire one another, admire and celebrate trans people, because they are the solid foundation of this movement called LGBTQIA+. If you know the history of the movement, you will totally understand that queer people are the foundation, and they continue to be. Queer people are the blueprint. They've been leading queer liberation since day one. If you look at somewhere like in the US, names like Marsha P. Johnson. In Nigeria, people like Noni Salma, Vincent Desmond, or trans activists doing the work quietly. These are people who are doing the work quietly. Trans people have shown us what freedom looks like because they've had to build it with their bare hands. Like, they have done the work. And we need to understand that they should be respected. There is so much beauty in being a trans person. Trans bodies are not a confusion. They are creativity. They are the vibes. Trans joy, fashion, art, and resilience are culture itself. If you look at who is redefining beauty, courage, and expression in Africa right now and around the world, it is trans people. Have you ever heard the term trans aesthetics? Trans people are doing the things. Most of the things you see, some of these so-called people try to say, oh, this, that. It is trans people. The slang, the beauty, everything, all of it. And I need all of us to sit back, relax, and respect them and give them their flowers. The thing is that we don't really, really look into the violence that they face, and the silence that enables it. Because most times when a trans person is being attacked, some of you really don't speak up. Because what I have said to people so many times is that when you are quiet, you are not doing anything in a standby situation, you are complicit. Quiet, not saying anything, not speaking up means that you said that it is okay for a trans woman to be attacked and be destroyed, and sometimes their lives can be taken away from them because people are not fighting on their behalf. The thing is, there is a lot of police violence, media harassment, and how society turns trans lives into punchlines. They just talk about them like they don't exist and they just use them for politics. Look at what is happening in certain parts of the world, where they literally use trans people as part of their political agenda, and they make society to even hate them the most. That is why you see people say things like, they are men, I don't want them to be in the bathroom where I go to, yada, yada, yada. And some of you forget that your fear is not about trans women. Your fear is the fact that you are afraid of men. But because of you want men to pick you, you want men to still like you, you're not going to say, actually, I'm not scared of trans women. Actually, I am scared of men because men are going to attack me. Men are going to do something to me because a trans woman is a woman. So what is the point of this whole thing about being mean to them and society always trying to make them look like they are not humans?
At the end of the day, you all are always preaching about God loves what God loves each and every one of us. God created every one of us by in their own image and likeness. But you don't think that trans people are humans and deserving of love, compassion, and kindness, and deserving to be respected and treated like women that they are. And I want to speak to queer people here directly. We cannot call ourselves a queer community if trans people are not safe inside of it. Let's all start from today to do what needs to be done and do it expeditiously. All of you need to unlearn some of the bullshit that you've learned and some of the things you hear in the media that are absolutely horrible about trans people. And some of you will buy into this nonsense and think that it is okay. It is not okay to be transphobic. A lot of you forget what allyship really, really looks like. And you need to look at yourself and make sure that your allyship is not performative. You need to use your platforms to amplify trans voices and not use it to speak over them. You need to start supporting trans-led projects, arts, fundraisers, and creators. You don't support trans people by liking a post. You support them by fighting for their safety and visibility every fucking day. That is what you need to be doing. And do that and do that and do that now. The number of times I have been around people and they've said some mad nonsense about trans people and I'll be there fighting with them, arguing. No, that has to stop. I just want to take this moment for us to celebrate trans joy, because there are a lot of trans people that we see and they are super amazing. And we need to celebrate them and we need to mention them because they embody joy and creativity. Every photo, every laugh, every outfit, every post, it is defiance and divinity in one. And we know them. Angelica Ross, T.S. Madison, Laverne Cox, Jeanette Mock, Sophia, Miss Flowers. There is a lot of them. Alexandra, Hipsy Alexandra, to mention a few. These people show us what it is to be celebrated, to be joyful, to be happy, to be respectful towards people that deserve to be joyful, because they are showing us what it is like to be yourself. To be trans is beautiful. It is amazing. It is sacred. And we should celebrate that. Please, please, please celebrate your trans brothers and sisters. I want to say this to every trans person listening to this. You are seen. You are sacred. You are loved. Your existence makes the world more beautiful, more honest, more free. You are the future, and we are lucky to live in your time. I want each and every one of you listening to this episode to share and support trans Nigerians, trans people of African descent, trans people everywhere, and trans African creators. All of them, support them. Invite people to donate to local trans advocacy groups or directory for trans people. Do that. Do that. We do not just say support. We do not just say protect trans people. We mean celebrate them, pay them, uplift them, and follow their lead. Let love lead the way, because we always say love is love, and we should love each and every one of us in the community, whether you are trans, gay, lesbian, bisexual, intersex, asexual, everyone in the LGBTQIA+ community deserves your respect and love. We are amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful time. I have been Charles. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.